from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So, dear listener, this episode is due to go out just before Christmas. So I think we'll make it our Christmas edition. And I think it's rather lovely that Nigel said, why don't we talk about things like generosity, looking after each other and sharing. And I think that's just so fitting. And Nigel, thank you for suggesting that. And tell us a bit more. What do you think about these things at this time of year?
It's just an emerging realization, I think, slowly emerging realization, accelerated by a doctoral dissertation that I read very recently, which is essentially that people in caring communities, people who feel supported in the workplace, feel that others have got their back, can be productive under quite a large amount of stress. They can cope with it, and they can be highly productive in that environment. And yet, the opposite is also true. The same amount of pressure, or even less pressure, in an environment where people feel they're on their own, that they will be punished, that they're being judged, that completion on time is everything, end up massively stressed, and therefore productivity goes down. So it may seem obvious, but this dissertation had some fascinating data to support that argument, that in fact, caring for people, being a supportive organization, having a culture that cares for everybody, is good, solid business logic, i.e. it increases productivity. More gets done, people stay longer, people are happier, people progress further, learn more, contribute more, and so on. And the opposite is also true. So I just thought that at this time of year, showing a bit of compassion, instead of rushing to criticize people, try to find out what the underlying problems are, be tolerant, maybe offer a little bit of free mentoring and support for nothing, for people who you feel could benefit, it's worth it. And if you can make a habit of it before Christmas, there is absolutely no reason why you can't continue it for the rest of the year. So that's the Christmas message, really. A little bit of compassion, a little bit of kindness, and not kind of soft, wimpy words, but actually strong, strong evidence to support them as good, solid business words, plus you're actually doing the right thing and maybe feeling that you're making a bit of a bigger contribution in your own life by helping others and not just focusing on what's good for you and what gets you the bigger bonus. So that was it, really. Very simple point, Martin. Do you agree with me?
I agree. I think that's a great message, and I'm not so sure that I need to add anything to it. I was sitting here listening to you, Nigel, and I thought, yeah, I really agree with that. I think it's a great sentiment. The only thing I would add is that we're drawing to the end of the calendar year, and I think it's a good thing to reflect and encourage others to reflect and ask and listen and just think about what's been going on, what's happened, and what's coming. I think that's a good thing to do. And I think that's a part of what you've just said. But I just love the idea of just, looking out for each other. And the fact it in the workplace, it has huge benefits. And it seems like a statement of the obvious, but it's something that doesn't happen in all workplaces. And I love the idea of putting ourselves forward to do a bit of mentoring and actually stepping up and saying, I'm here to help. If someone would like some help, then maybe I can be that person that could just be a listen. I can maybe provide some pointers, know, and there's some encouragement. I think that's great. So I think that's a really good message for this time.
Yeah. And if you're reflecting on your year, don't just reflect on the things you achieved, but reflect on the quality of care that your organization offered and how you could maybe do better with your colleagues or with your team. So do a little bit of an emotional intelligence audit, as well as I did this and we made five of those and brought this project in on time. Think about the people around you. Good message. Okay, Martin, so that's a happy Christmas for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, happy Christmas. Thanks, Nigel.
Happy Christmas. Yes, indeed. From scratch.